Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, how are you hanging in there?
About the same as last week. How are you?
Same as last week. There's a lot of sameness right now, which all things considered is not a bad thing. And before we do this week's show, let me clear up my challenge from last time. Start with the phrase Chicago 7. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a six-letter underground activity and a six-letter sound associated with that activity. What are the words? They are caving and echoes.
I got caving, and for some reason I couldn't get echoes. It was too dark. That's why I couldn't see it.
Ha!
All right, Ian, time is somewhat of an abstract concept these days, so let's try to reacquaint you and our listeners with the idea of events happening in a chronological order and play a game of which came first. I'll give you three things, events, people, etc., and you tell me which one came first. So if it's a person, when they were born is important. If it's an event, when it happened is important, and so on.
That sounds very tricky.
Jell-O, the soft drink Mellow Yellow, or Marshmallow Fluff.
I'm going to say Jell-O came first.
You are right. Jell-O was invented in 1897. Marshmallow Fluff came along a little bit later in 1917, and Mellow Yellow came along in 1979. The Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl. The Eagles release their first album. Neil Armstrong says the Eagle has landed.
Okay, one of them just happened for the first time. And the
That's
Eagles'
right.
greatest hits, that's known as being an early greatest hits album. So I think the Eagles were around from 1970 on. Man walked down the moon in 69. I'm going to go with Neil Armstrong.
You are right. And you're right about the year. Neil Armstrong said that in 1969. As you alluded to, the Super Bowl win by the Eagles was very recent. It was 2018. And the Eagles' first album came out in 1972. Bruno Mars, Venus Williams, the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
That's a good one. Now, I know for a fact that Bruno Mars was born on October 8th, 1985.
That is correct.
Venus has got to be around 39 or 40 at this point. So she's probably born in 1980. I'm going to say Venus Williams is the oldest.
You are right again. And Bruno Mars was born in 1985. Venus Williams is a little bit older than him. She was born in 1980. And the book came out in 1992. Mickey Mouse, Mickey Rooney, Mickey Mantle.
Let's see, he died in 95 at age 64, so that would be 31. And Mickey Rooney was a child star. I'm going to say Mickey Mouse.
No, not this time.
Oh, no. Is it Mickey Rooney?
It is Mickey Rooney, yes. So, as you correctly said, Mickey Mantle was born in 1931. Mickey Mouse debuted, so to speak, his first short, so we'll call that when he came along, is 1928, and Mickey Rooney was born in 1920. And finally, Alex Trebek's first episode of Jeopardy, Richard Dawson's first episode of Family Feud, Bob Barker's first episode of The Price is Right.
Oh my gosh. I think the first season of Jeopardy was 1984 with Alex Trebek.
That is right.
I don't know much about Family Feud, but I do know that Bob Barker was on Price is Right just forever. Because that show had that 70s aesthetic, I'm going to say Bob Barker.
You are right. So Bob Barker's first episode of The Price is Right was September 4th, 1972. Richard Dawson's first episode of Family Feud was July 12th, 1976. Alex Trebek's first episode of Jeopardy was September 10th, 1984. Well, Ian certainly had everything in order this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, first in order. Add a letter, and you can spell a four-letter word for something many walks are made of, and a nine-letter hyphenated word that might describe something after it comes out of a walk. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Stay safe, and we'll see you at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.